This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
On every fucking news, like every social media I have, I didn't see you do that fucking dance. From Facebook to TikTok, all I see is you and them fucking penguins flopping around.
I love that little challenge.
I didn't know it was a challenge. Fun. I thought you were just being creative.
No, everybody's doing it. Everybody's so creative.
Yeah, I was supposed to say everybody's so creative.
I like the little penguin dance. Sometimes TikTok, I don't know. I have a lot of followers on TikTok, but I don't have a following on TikTok, if you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to get that, but I don't know. Like, what else? I think the problem is most of the people that follow me on TikTok have followed me from this is what happens. One of my videos will go viral, I'll get a bunch of followers. So people who follow me from that one viral video are following me for that type of content. But the thing is, I don't just do one type of thing on my social media. So people lose interest, and then I check the stats. The majority of my following is women. No shade to the girls. I don't speak to women, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I feel like even on my social media, most of my following is women. And so when I'm posting like shit about like gay shit, they're like always like, oh my goodness, bitch, the content isn't for you in the first place. I appreciate that you are here, but you're not my target.
That's the word I was looking for, target. That's not my target audience. On Instagram, I have my target audience, gay men around my age. And I looked at the stats, and that's true. And they're mostly from New York, Atlanta, Texas, and Chicago. So I know who I'm speaking to on Instagram. So that's why certain stuff I post on Instagram, I'm like, I know this is going to go up because I know who I'm talking to. On TikTok, it's like you just throw shit into space and hope it lands on Mars.
I like that saying. I'm taking that. Shit in Mars.
I just made that
shit
up. In space. My brain is so... Wow.
That actually makes sense. That was one of the better analogies you've given. I like that.
Because I do be saying some dumb shit. I be trying to make stuff, you know, like, I feel like if I was a teacher, I would always bring stuff back down to earth. Like, if I was explaining division, I would literally just be like, you know how you got 12 pieces of pizza? I don't want nobody calling me while I'm recording. That's what happened the last time, and y'all messed it up. Stop calling me while I'm on the telephone with my friend recording my podcast.
We at work, bitches. Go to work.
Now, let me put the do not disturb on, because I thought I got
you. Yeah, I didn't put mine on either. Good call.
I don't even know what I was talking about. All I'm saying is I know how to break shit down, so I like analogies. They're fun.
It's like, I've been seeing a lot of teachers on TikTok being like, look around, everybody on mute, and everybody stop moving.
Oh my God. I would love to have been a student at the time of like this type of Beyonce. Because teachers wasn't doing that, incorporating real world shit into. I didn't experience teachers who did that until I got to high school.
Yeah, I didn't. None of my. Because, you know, I went to like a cult school. So most of our fucking like analogies were
American
like.
Horror story.
Yeah, Bob had 3 slaves, 2 ran away. How many slaves are left? So it's just kind of like, well, I guess 1. Don't be a runaway slave. Okay, that's literally how they
run away for me, baby.
To freedom! Runaway.
I love that song. That album, Kanye West really did his big one.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is one of my favorite Kanye West albums ever. And that song in general is amazing. That's just
it's so good, especially when you high and if you driving. It's just I never can catch the cue. I always get the cue wrong.
So good. Yeah. I when I say that album, like really, like this sounds always. It always sounds so dumb when someone like this album changed my life. But that album was like very poignant and like my art, like, I would say autistic, my artistic, like, vision on, like, what I see myself as and, like, what I'm influenced by, that and Saint Pablo. So, those two Kanye albums, I would die for. Every other
2010
one
was a good year for music.
Really good. Nicki, what album did Nicki drop in 2010?
That was Pink Friday. Her and Kanye dropped the same day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's why her album didn't go number one, because Kanye's album went number one, and she went number two. And her album didn't go number one until, like, December.
What you expecting from this new album?
Or
one? Okay, expectations and wants. Both. Go. Now
I'm
go.
I'm expecting it to be... I know she's calling it Pink Friday, too. I'm expecting it to be, like, a very mature version of Pink Friday, but also a very healed version of Pink Print, but also, like, an extension of Queen. Because I know she's still mad about some stuff, so you know we're going to get some angry songs.
Yeah.
But I also feel like she's in love now, so it's not going to be as heartbroken as parts of... Pink Print was.
Right.
But also Pink Friday was, like, sonically just like every song on Pink Friday, in my opinion, was, like, big sonically. It was just like the production was just, like, big on every song. Even if it was a mess, like Wave Your Hand, which is one of my favorite songs, but that song is just like,
wave your hand if you feel right. Wave your hand if you.
But even that, so I'm expecting, like, just amplified or muted versions of, like, all her albums. Notice I did not mention Roman Reloaded, because I don't want none of that to interfere with the album, okay?
I have a theory. I feel like this first single she's about to release is a bait and switch. I feel like she's releasing...
Oh, she does that all the time.
I feel like this, she's literally trying to set other artists up to see what they release following what she releases. Mm-hmm. But even like if you look at Looking Ass Nigga, it was Looking Ass Nigga, it was... Boss
Which
ass
didn't
bitch.
Even make the damn album.
Yes, boss ass bitch, looking ass nigga. It was that whole little run that she had right before. What was that?
All the hard shit, and then the album came out, and she crying.
Yes, but the thing is, that's why I was like, okay. But back then it was a little different because there wasn't no competition back then. Let's be frank. Now I feel like now
it was Iggy Iggs.
Oh well, Iggy was kind of different though, because back then Iggy was mainly like fucking like country girl rap. Like she was. It was it,
really.
Yeah, because T.I. was writing all her shit. So it was country girl rap. Like, she wasn't writing that shit. Like, to be frank. But I love Iggy. We were talking about this before we got on the air. Like, I love Iggy, but she wasn't writing that shit. That was all T.I. brainchild. And then she happened to be the poster child for
it. I don't think he was right at all, because she had stuff out before she got with him.
And it didn't sound nothing like that, because I used to listen to all her old shit. All I hear is niggas ain't shit. All men are liars. You can only trust yourself. Ooh, this weed is fire. It Can't Last Forever, True Love Died in 96. Yeah, like, no. She wasn't. The flow from that song alone, that's the last song, if y'all don't know. The last song. And if you listen to, like, the first song she really featured T.I. on, you would think the bitch went from fucking New York to fucking Atlanta. Because that's what the fucking gave. But she was also fucking A$AP Rocky back then.
Oh, I had no idea about that. One of my favorite Iggy songs is called Flash. I forgot who's the... I think Mike Posner's on that. How long before you hit my exit on the freeway? We gon' freaking let the Pandora DJ. I know you're not used to seeing pussy on the TV, but that's probably because it's usually on your face. Boy,
yes.
What's up?
Like, Iggy got bars, okay? Iggy got bars. It just be like, I just wish she had better, like, oh, not this music episode. I just wish she had better, like, fucking, like, I don't know, like, a backing or something like that. And the people don't really like her no more either, so that ain't helping. Damn.
Yeah, well, at least she got her black baby out of it.
What a dead.
That's what the girls be saying. The girls be saying she finally got her a piece of black.
And her baby daddy's so fine, fine ass man.
But he be doing her dirty, don't he? What's up, Playboi Carti?
Mm-hmm.
I really like Playboi Carti's hands. He has some of the nicest.
First of all, not even his hands, his face too. Like, he is a gorgeous man. That
nigga does have a nice face.
That nigga is gorgeous.
And I like the birthmark.
I love it. I love everything about him, except for him being, like, kind of toxic, but, you know, I'm kind of into the toxic shit.
Take care, yo baby playboy.
Cardi.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is The Boys Next Door. We are pushing through.
Okay, we making it. We making it.
I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Kim Lush.
And please make sure you follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. And make sure you follow us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Make sure you follow us on X at I don't even know. I don't even know why I promote the X, because you don't even use it. That's your job. So yeah. For those of you wanting tweets, it's his fault.
I don't use it, because I use my own page and I just tag the fucking podcast page for my page. But I don't retweet anything from the podcast page, so it's dead. So you can just follow me.
We have a Threads account too, but you know, whatever. Nobody uses that anymore. I still be getting on that sometimes.
Yeah, I be looking. I went on your page one day just to see if you were still actually using it after I said nobody get on that shit. You said you still use it. It was like, the last update was like 4 days ago. I was like, damn. Bitch is booked.
I be forgetting. I don't be, because I'm so used to not tweeting anymore. I don't be having the urge to tweet my random thoughts. You know?
What social media, do you feel like you still have, TikTok and Instagram?
No, I'm on Instagram 95% of the time.
Really? Yeah.
I would say I'm on Instagram 90% of the time. The other 10% of the time I'm on YouTube. So
really? What do you be doing on fucking YouTube? Looking at shit?
Oh, I'll be watching Judge Judy. I'll be watching documentaries, war documentaries. Okay. I just watched the documentary on how people in Korea who have managed to escape, they are homesick because they left their families, but they can't go back because they're either going to get killed or go to prison for the rest of their life. And it's not like regular U.S. prison. It's worse. You're going to have to be doing hard labor for the rest of your life.
They have labor camps out there where they whip you with bamboo sticks.
And if they've discovered that you ran away, they'll torture your family. So either your family's going to get killed or imprisoned or something like that.
I can't run away in peace. Lucky. I got to bring the whole family with me. Ugh.
It's really crazy what's going on in Korea. And there's literally nothing anybody can do about it, because you're going to get killed if you try to enter their borders. So,
sucks to be you.
That's our political statements for the day. But yeah, I be on YouTube all the time. I be watching all types of stuff.
Yeah, I mainly, I feel like I'm not on YouTube on my phone ever. But YouTube is the only thing I really watch on TV other than South Park. I'm usually watching South Park or I'm on YouTube. Either or. We got a thunderstorm warning. Either or. There's no in-betweens. But, I forgot what you're talking about, but yes.
Well, I've noticed that we haven't lit the blunt in a couple episodes, so.
I was just about to say that. I was like, we didn't. And after that, one person was like, they like their morning coffee. That's what it was. Morning coffee with the blunt. That's what we were talking about.
Okay, so. This is not a confession, but I be getting high before work sometimes. If anybody from work hear this, mind your motherfucking business. I'm off the clock.
And technically, Blackberry. I mean, your work name didn't say it. Your business name said it.
Yeah, this is a persona. It could be a lie. You never know. Allegedly, I don't smoke every day before I go to work, because that's just not my thing. Waking up and smoking, I'm just not really into that. But sometimes. Do you like a wake and bake?
I remember we talked about this before. As of lately, I don't. Yeah,
come on, druggy. Tell the truth.
I know, yeah. As of lately, I don't, because I like to save my weed, kind of. So if I wake up in the morning and I start smoking now, I kind of be like, okay, look, I'm about to smoke this whole wood. Because it hit different in the morning. Your wood hit different in the morning.
It do.
In the morning, it's be like, okay, I think I need a couple more hits of this just to get my mind really going. Mm-hmm. And then I'm driving to work and I miss the exit. Okay, so it's not worth it. At nighttime, you come home, the wood, you're just you're relaxing. You know, you can just enjoy your high. You smoke before you go to work, you get to work, they didn't. The two times I actually smoked before I went to work, they blew my eyes as soon as I walked in. I said, never again.
Oh, it happens. It happens. That's another reason why I don't like doing it. Because I'm like, I don't want to risk wasting my weed this morning.
Yeah. I want to enjoy this high.
Y'all are bound to piss me off for some little thing that, is really not that serious. But it's the fact that you did this to me while I'm high. I'm supposed to be enjoying myself. And you messed it up.
It's whenever I'm around people that I don't really want to be around in the first place, and I'm high, it just gets worse. It's just okay, my high can last for 3 hours. If I'm around you and I don't really like you, bitch, it got 2 minutes tops. It's gone. Gotta smoke some more.
But we say all that to say, I discovered that weed and coffee is a good mix. Now, I did discover that weed and tea was a good mix. I don't really drink tea like that, but I've been sucked into the office culture, you know? And everybody drinks coffee as soon as they walk in. They drink it in the middle of the day, you know? Yeah. I've become that person. I don't need it. I'm not at the point yet.
Yeah.
I feel like it's creeping up, like weed did for me. Because back in the day, I used to come make a 3-5 last 2 weeks. Now, 3-5, good luck for 3 days, bitch. Okay.
I was just about to say, a 3-5 used to last me like... Like, I usually get 2 3-5, so that's, like, what, an ounce? Like, that's I don't seven. Know how much. Yeah, so however much that is. That usually can last me for, like, probably about, like, a week. It depends on how I measure it. Nowadays, that 3.5 is hitting for maybe 2.5. Like, I just reload it. I'm like, it's already time to go get some.
Now, if I'm broke, I can make a 3.5 last a week and a half. I can't.
Yeah. Broke weed, smoking when you broke hit a little different when you smoking when you got the money. When you broke and you got the weed, it'd be like a little nub. Like, if you like, look, we gonna try to ration this off. I'm gonna break this weed down like this. I'm gonna slide to the left like that. It'd be like, you be doing math for real.
But as soon as you re-up, I'm buying a big ass blunt.
Fat blunt, bro. Like, fat as fuck. Just ready for whatever. Now I'm gonna regret it in 2 days. So I'm like, I should have rolled a smaller one first. Then I just smoked half of it. Press. Oh, so I'm going to light my... Oh, and shout out to the new people who follow us on YouTube. It's like 3 or 4 new followers. Thank you all for following. We appreciate you all. Oh, yes.
And shout out to the new Instagram followers, too. Y'all do be following us on Instagram.
Yes, y'all do. And y'all be commenting on shit, too. When we talk about something y'all want to talk about, y'all be on it. And y'all, even if the shit y'all don't, like, y'all need to comment on that, too. Y'all act fake for them niggas y'all want to fuck. Y'all better act fake for us, too. So go on our shit and like.
Let's remember that you will get blocked because we have had the exile a member of the cul-de-sac.
And they were a good member too, but you say something wild, you out of here. Yeah, gone. I'm like,
just ridiculous. So you will get blocked by all three platforms, the page and our personals, okay? So,
okay. And then I'm digging up all your other pages too. You're getting blocked. If you got an alt the business page, she gone too. Fuck your business.
Oh, and you know, Instagram don't even ask you if you want to block their other accounts too. They just do it automatically.
I don't like that though, because sometimes I be trying to stalk niggas' pages after I get blocked on something. I be like, look, I'll block on fucking everything. Now wait a minute. They said they don't like this account. They can still fuck with my other spam account or something. Nope, I'm going on there too. That's petty. Fuck them. I'll lay first. This week I'm lighting my wood to always seeking clarity and not letting my emotions take control of how I handle situations. I suck at it. I've been cursing people out at my job the last 2 weeks. I've been walking out the job the last 2 weeks. I've been I don't know. I just think it's gotten to a point now where I really just need some dick just to balance my fucking, like, issues out.
You might need some coke. You cussing people out at work?
Oh, yeah. I've been getting these hoes together. And I've been feeling kind of bad, but I hate when grown folks don't have, like, functioning brains of their own. Or they're afraid to, like, speak up for themselves. So I work with a whole bunch of people. If y'all listening to this, I'm talking about y'all, but I feel like I work with a whole bunch of people who just don't speak up for themselves enough to the point where, like, we from Chicago. You either speak up for yourself or you get ran over. It's way, way, way fucking different out here. Like, everybody just like, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I'm like, he's bullying you. How are you not aware that he's bullying you? And then in return, they want to bully me because I'm the fucking, like, long story short, I work in a warehouse. Our team is super, super fucking small. One thing led to another. Half our team fucking quit, so we went from like 12 to like 4 people. They set up the schedules like terribly, so half the people went on break, lunch, went home, so forth and so on. So it was only me left to fucking finish the warehouse truck. I had it. I lost my shit. I had walked out the day before. I walked there the next day. I was like, I'm out again. It's just like, I can't do it. I took a 2-hour break and I didn't even clock out. I said, y'all gonna pay me for this shit. Y'all gonna pay me for my pain and suffering. So, communicating how you feel is always important. Even if you got to curse a bitch out, sometimes they need it. So, yeah.
I do not miss working in a warehouse, but what I will say is, like, because I've worked in a lot of warehouses. I used to work at FedEx. I used to work at one of my pharmacy tech jobs in Chicago was at a warehouse. I worked at Amazon's warehouse. That's where I caught frostbite for the first time, like real frostbite.
What?
I didn't have like real feelings in my fingers for like 7 months after that.
What?
And looking back, I probably should have reported that, you know what I'm saying? But I was kind of embarrassed that I let it happen.
But let me say something. I felt
like it was my fault, but it really wasn't.
On these new job applications for all the warehouse jobs, they're like, look, you got to be able to survive in negative 30 degree weather. Now, wait a second. I didn't sign up to go down like this. I don't want to die at work. So I've been like really iffy about where I would apply at.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yes, I say I like to say like some of the organizational skills that I had working at a warehouse, and I used to be a housekeeper, and I'm naturally an organized person, really helped me in my current job now. It just makes everything so much easier, you know?
Organization skills is hella important though. Like it's hella smoky on my camera. I apologize, y'all.
Yeah, we're gonna get banned on YouTube. It's okay. YOLO. It's okay. We'll build our own fucking platform.
We've been banned everywhere else.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, don't ban us, YouTube. We making leeway. I want that silver fucking plaque. So they better y'all better follow us and subscribe and like shit. Okay.
They still do those.
Mm-hmm. You can tell them how many you want to send too.
I'm lighting my blunt this week to a 3-day weekend.
Bomba Clyde.
not Bomba Clyde. My friend is coming into town this weekend. I'm gonna try to be a good host.
Which one?
But my friend Anthony.
Oh, Anthony.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to be a good host, but I also don't like people in my space for too long. So we gonna see.
Is the Beyonce concert this weekend?
No.
Oh, when is it? September?
It's in like a month. It's September 23rd and 24th.
But I also can't imagine you being a bad host. Like, I didn't see you. I see you being over your space being invaded, like, after, like, the second hour, which is why I would never choose to stay with you. And so, that's the only thing I imagine you being like, okay, girl. Pick a wall.
Real quick, my friend Kendall came down here, and he was like, we talked about it afterwards, but he was like, yeah, I can tell you was ready for me to go. And I was like, was I acting like it? Like, was I being rude? He was like, he didn't say I wasn't being rude, but he didn't say I was. My thing is, you know, Kendall, I love you if you're listening to this, because sometimes he be listening. The thing that was blowing me about Kendall,
he's so nice.
A snorer. And I like a snorer, like if it's my man, and a light snorer. Kendall snore like a lumberjack. Okay.
Oh no, I can't.
That was stressing me out a little bit.
I can't do.
And Ricky's over here in my camera trying to act like don't nobody see him.
Okay, bitch. Angel Mima walking by with that fucking headscarf on. Bitch, we saw you.
And he said you look like Angel Mima, the real raw dog queen.
Okay, the real raw dog queen, right over there. That title is crazy. I wonder. Like,
we going to jail.
We didn't slander Aunt Jemima, Tyrese, Ashanti, Charlie Baltimore, Marcus. Like we didn't win in on some people.
Malcolm X daughter came at me, looking ass niggas ain't happy. Rolled out some Latin Kings, some essays, and I'm playing khakis. Okay. First topic I wanted to talk about
so
today.
Stupid. Bitch, I thought you were drinking something and smoke came out.
I'm so creative.
Everybody's so creative.
I wanted to talk about real quick. Did you see Santana hurtling out of that club when his boyfriend got into a fight?
Baby, Miss Mama picked up her purse and was Jackie Joyner for them 3 seconds. She was out the frame. I ain't never seen nothing like that before. They're big. That's a lot of mass to move, and them legs were up to their chin. They were gone.
So I just wanted to know, like, if your man got into a fight, are you jumping in or are you out of there?
Oh no, I'm definitely jumping in. I don't play that. First of all, don't look at my man. Don't talk to my man. If you put a hand on my man, then we really got another issue. I don't like none of that shit. And so, and then I've been in relationships where. Bitch, this is one of the episodes you gotta watch the fucking YouTube. Because why are you like this? Bitch, and it's not even undercover. It's like when like somebody tried to play peekaboo with a child. Like, bitch, I still see you. I still see you, bitch.
Yeah, but the child doesn't know. The child doesn't have the awareness yet to know that you're still there.
YouTube is our son. But I legit I'll speak up for my man before I feel like my man, in the past, my man has spoke up for himself. So even like when somebody like confronting my man trying to say something wild, I'm just like, bruh, let's not do this. Cause I'd be looking for excuses to kind of slap somebody anyway. Like that's like my go-to first thing, because everybody be expecting you like to, I'm not, no. One quick one right at the jawline, you gonna be stunned a little bit, and I can do what I need to do real quick. A little fucking Muay Thai on you real quick. So I'm jumping in. I know you running away.
I'm not gonna let my man get beat up. I'm definitely gonna try to break it up, and I will jump in if I need to. And let me tell you why I'm jumping in. I'm jumping in because I know it's gonna be a problem between us if I don't. I'm not jumping in because I want to fight. Because I really just want to call the police. But if I jump in, if my man fight, I'm gonna jump in just because I don't want no problems between us. Now if we both lose together, that's fine. But I'm not gonna let you lose by yourself. However, I really would like to not do this. Let's use our words. We don't have to resort to this.
But sometimes words don't be enough. Like, I feel like I never want to... Bitch, every time it's a new fucking item. Bitch, it's a new item every fucking time. I don't know what you pulling out next. I don't know. It's going to be Ricky Head lifting up with smoke coming from behind it, bitch. Some fucking David Blaine shit. But like,
oh my God,
also,
I'm like falling.
I also don't like when I like there's altercations and the person you're with is grabbing you. Don't grab me. Don't touch me. Just let me fucking.
Well, they just trying to bring you off the situation so you don't have to do this.
But then, okay. So let's say you grab me, trying to come on, girl. We don't need this. Now I done got punched in the nose. Could you grab both of my arms and my arms are pinned back and you trying to drag me out? Now I'm punched in the head and everybody see I got sucker punched because of your dumb ass. Don't touch me, bitch. If you're not about to sit there and swing with me, let me be. Cause that's how it always be. Like, I'll never forget, I got in a fight before and my friend Jumani, bless your sweetheart, was trying to break it up, and then he ended up falling on top of the other person I was fighting trying to break it up. Thank God he didn't follow me. But it was just like, that could have been me, bitch. I could have been the one squished and getting kicked in the head. Like, that's what happens. Don't touch me.
I don't know. In regards to that situation, there was a scuffle with women involved. So in that case, I'm definitely not getting involved. Let's say it's a bunch of girls jumping my man. Because you know the girls like to fight the gay girls. And sometimes the gay girls like to fight the girls. And y'all need to not be doing that. Don't put your hands on nobody. But...
Yeah, 100.
Let's say my boyfriend getting jumped by some girls. I'm using every bit of misogyny in me to beat them hoes the fuck up, okay? Because y'all not going to do that. It's not even a fair fight. It's five of y'all and it's one of him.
And girls like to pull that card too a lot on gay guys in particular. They'll be like, oh, I know you're not going to hit me, so I'm going to fucking wild on you. I've been in that experience a lot of times too. But I've also been really, like, blessed to have, like, girls who be like, bitch, you got him fucked up. And, like, really just shut shit down real fast. So, like...
I've never really been into no altercations with no girls except for my mama and my sister.
Can't get no more girlier than that.
And this one lady at my old job when I was a housekeeper at the hospital, the bitch was crazy. She was I guess she had just had surgery. I went in to clean her room. She ain't like all the noise I was making, so she started cussing me out. So I started cussing her back out. And we got
what you call her?
On the fifth floor, 5 North, bitch. I got your crackhead ass.
What you call her? What you call her? What you tell her?
We was just arguing because I'm like, I don't even remember what was being said, but I do remember she was calling me a faggot. And I'm like, you a whole dyke. Because she had a whole girlfriend. But you calling me a faggot, but you're a dyke.
Gay on gay violence is wild. Like,
now, since you want to use the F word, I'm going to use the D one. Let's talk about it.
I don't think dyke is a bad word still.
But you're not a dyke, so you can't determine that.
I guess so. Can a lesbian write in and tell us if we can say dyke or not? I guess that lesbian does.
Right now, we're saying it in context, but we've said it a lot today.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dyke meter has been reached.
sorry. You just said it again.
I wish I could name this episode Dyke Meter, but... Immediate cancellation.
Bitch, it's all... I don't know. I feel like we be pushing it, but it's okay. I feel like if nobody else is gonna push it, why not us? Why not be the fourth?
Shout out to Aunt Jemima. I don't fuck with Pearl Miller Company, but I be buying it because it still tastes the same.
I tried to switch it up and get some other shit. It did not taste the same. It didn't even hit the same white pancakes. Cause not all syrups are made equal.
No. Okay. Now. Remember last week I had that confession about me pouring syrup on my ass? Shout out to us making a call back.
I forgot about that. But
there's this other syrup company. It comes in like a bottle like this. The bottle's about this big. It's like it's like the other Aunt Jemima. So it got a yellow label. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I would either get them Aunt Jemima or I like Kroger syrup because it's real sweet and sugary and cheap.
Do you prefer your breakfast sweeter or savory?
It depends on the day, but sometimes I like a mixed blend. Like sometimes I go through moods where I only want savory breakfast. So like now I'm in like my breakfast sandwich bag. But there's been times when I used to eat like 4 or 5 waffles every morning, hella syrup.
You're more of a waffles. Like you're a waffles guy.
I'm a waffle girl. I do like pancakes though, but I don't trust myself making my own pancakes because I like fluffy, thick pancakes that absorb all the syrup.
Yeah,
you got to pour more on top.
Yeah. Oh, that's so hot. I love it. I love pancakes. Like pancakes is like my favorite breakfast food. But the caveat is, I'm never woke early enough to go get pancakes from anywhere. And I don't like making them myself because they never come out. Like, Matilda made it seem so fucking easy. She hopped her white ass up in that kitchen with that fucking bow on her fucking head and was flipping on pancakes in the fucking air at 5 years old and shit. And then my fucking dumb grown ass gets in here and the fucking house wanna burn down. Like, it's just not fair. And then frozen ones don't taste the same. So, like, I love pancakes, but I can never eat them.
Yeah, I don't like a frozen. I can do a frozen waffle because I can manipulate that. I don't like a frozen pancake.
What else you like? What's your ideal breakfast? Like, if you were going to breakfast, what would you get? This is so random, guys. Sorry.
Just waffles and sausage and orange juice.
You don't like eggs?
No.
What?
I don't like eggs. I don't like bacon. I don't like... grits are fine. I'm not going to make no grits, though, but I'll eat them.
I like grits, sausage, eggs, pancakes. I don't really care. Like, bacon is one of those things, like, I have to super be in the mood for bacon. Like, I'm not going out of my way to ask for bacon. Like, half the time when you go to breakfast places anywhere, they're asking you, like, do you want bacon or sausage? I'm going to always choose sausage. And then, links or patties?
I don't really like bacon, but I don't hate bacon as much as I used to when I was a kid.
I mean, sausage. So sausage, like, links or sausage patties?
I like,
Hard.
Like, if I'm going to make a waffle sandwich, I'm going to need me a patty. Mm. But if I'm just going to do, like, let's say I'm going down to the IHOP, just give me a sausage link. You know?
I don't. Like, it'd be, like, that'd be the hardest part for breakfast for me. Like, I know everything else I'm getting. But when it comes down to links or, like, patty sausage links, like, sausage patties or sausage links, I never know which way to go because they both have different, like
a link is for me. A link is always gonna taste good. Some people patties be nasty, and so that's why I usually always go towards a link.
That's true, and I like how juicy links always are. Like they're nice.
Yes.
Mm. And like that little Oh, I kind of want breakfast food now. I'm kind of hungry now.
I could go for some.
Like, do you like IHOP or Denny? Do you care for the difference?
I would prefer IHOP. I've had Denny's, and it's just like, you know, this is like the trailer version of.
I was gonna say the white folks breakfast.
It give white people. You know, yeah. IHOP is more like, you know, it ain't like, you know, like a gourmet breakfast spot.
Yeah. But they do their 1-2. They do the little 1-2 real quick.
They do their little 1-2.
You ever had Waffle House before?
I like Waffle House. It is overhyped, but it's
never
good.
Had it.
It's
okay. You had it out there? Y'all have it out there?
We have Waffle House here.
I've never had it.
Actually, yeah, we have Waffle House. And my first time having it was when I moved here. So
never had it. Have you had Bojangles before?
No.
We're open. They're opening some out here. They're opening like 20 locations out here and like 5 Whataburgers. I'm really excited for them. Like
Whataburger, I don't know if I told y'all this already. Mid, okay. I need to go.
Like, what do you
do that from there?
Do that chicken tenders?
I don't know, because the only thing I get from there, I don't even look at the menu. I just go straight and ask them for the patty melt, and I just go to the window and pay. I don't know what's on that menu, but I know it's not that. I've had, like, one of their regular burgers before, and I'm like, this is why I get the patty melt, because there's other flavors on the patty melt. On the burger, it's just, like, the burger, cheese, ketchup, you know.
What's a patty melt, then? What's that, like, cheese and...
It's, like... toasted bun, toasted bread. It's not like it's like sandwich bread, but it's like restaurant sandwich bread. It ain't
like Texas toast,
the grocery store.
Oh,
kinda. I would say it's like in that size ish you know.
Okay,
so the
okay.
bread helps. It's real cheesy, it's real greasy. I think it'd be having onions on it.
That sounds tasty too. I think I'm just hungry.
Me too. I'm gonna get something to eat after this. Next Buffalo up on the chopping block, you pulled up this tweet that said something about multi-dating. And
yes.
Is it lying?
What does it that says, mean? Dating or talking to more than one person at the same time is not a problem. Lying about it is. Do you feel like, and so, like, when I saw that, I actually thought about, like, do you feel like you can talk to more than one person at a time? Do you feel like it matters when you're talking to more than one person at a time? Do you feel like you're old that person, like anyone else you're talking to? Like, hey, I'm talking to more than one person, or is it just like an individual basis? Like, this is my business, bitch.
I'm going to say it depends.
Okay.
Me personally, I don't think I've ever really multi-dated. Mm-hmm. I've multi-talked. But I'm not multi-dated, just because I don't. I got the undiagnosed ADHD. I don't think I got the mental capacity for that. Okay, that's not. It's just not. But for me, like once I be liking somebody, I be like, that's my man, my man, my man. We finna get married. We finna build a house.
I got the dress in the ring ready.
You know, he finna beat my family. You know, that's what I be thinking. I never execute those things, but that's what I be thinking, you know,
yeah.
When I first liking somebody. If I, you know, even guys that I'm not really serious about, once I like them, like this man at my job, not at my job, but he's the FedEx delivery man. I've pictured our lives together so many times. Every time I see him, I'm like, here go my man. And he real loud. So I be hearing him when he entered the building. I be like, my man, here, oh my God. And he growing his hair out right now. He looks so...
I actually want to give FedEx a props for that. They be hiring some fine-ass niggas. Some fine-ass niggas work at the FedEx. Like, it's... like
so,
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here for y'all. Like...
Mr. FedEx man, if you happen to listen to this...
Here we go, bitch.
because I caught that last one. Okay.
Yeah, and I knew what was up as soon as it happened too. I was like, caught it. You are a sick bitch. You are a sick
Jamaica. Oh.
We talked about that shit first too. I don't know if I said it last week, and now everybody else want to have their Jamaican based episode.
I've heard it on two podcasts since
Just saying. After
I think they be listening to us, but we just be first, you know?
Okay, just so y'all know who did it first. I hit it first, okay?
My thing with the multiple dating is, like, I would feel like my question is, like, is it your business? Like, do we have the relationship where I need to tell you that I'm talking to other people, or is you just like, we still feeling each other out, so I don't really owe you nothing? Do I owe you honesty right now? I don't know.
I get that. I feel like, I don't know. Like, I've been trying to train my brain after, like, I say this all the time. You were like, what is your intent with this person? I've trained my brain to only really, like, I've been trying to train it at least, to only care about the shit that really concerns me. Like, because I feel like it's very easy to get under the act or under the impression of, like, what someone else may be doing for someone else. You know? Like, and that really doesn't concern me. Because, like, are you treating me right? Are we good? Are you communicating with me? So forth and so on. Because you never really know how someone else's relationship is with someone else. Like, because you're not a part of it. And so me trying to assume what's going on or me trying to guess and all that shit, I feel like it doesn't serve me any good. Because then I get fucking paranoid. And then I want to check your phone. And then I'm like, cursing you out, and then we fight on the side of the road. So it never goes well.
Like, I would prefer, like, if you were talking to multiple people for me to know. But I'm not even gonna ask or even like feel like that's my business. I feel like
unless it's serious, unlock
the new level. You exactly.
Yeah. Like if it's serious,
I don't feel like too much honesty in the beginning is necessary. I feel like that implants insecurities into people because y'all are not even serious enough for y'all to be having certain conversations. No, you don't need to. If we just meet, no, you don't need to know who was the last person I slept with and when. You don't need to know if I'm talking to other people. You don't need to know how much money I make. None of that is your business
at all. And I hate those questions. I feel like dating nowadays, people have gotten used to asking these standard ass questions that really have nothing to do with the person that they're like getting to know. Like you're asking me, like, these one-by-one questions and these, like, you're so fucking, I hate your bitches. I feel like, stop asking me shit that you know I don't give a fuck about. Don't ask me shit. Like, guys nowadays, they ask you the same shit they ask every fucking body. Don't ask me the same shit you ask Carol. Me and Carol ain't the same. And in the minute I feel like you're doing that, I'm going to start acting fucking weird. And you're going to be like, you're going to be forced to change the conversation.
You know, I'm getting asked questions now. And I'm just like rolling with it. Because I'm like, you know, maybe it could turn into something. You never know.
No.
But I am tired of answering questions from people in general, though. Not even just like this person or like... I just like, why do you want to know these things about me?
Don't ask me shit. Do not ask.
First of all, you know what?
I think you should say it. Mm-hmm. Oh, bitch, now, that was the real sip. I was expecting smoke about to come out of there or something. That was a real sip.
Now, instead of multi-dating, imagine that you meet somebody who's just like loose as a goose. Mm-hmm. And they tell you they have 7,000 bodies, approximately. What's your response to that?
First of all,
the face you just made.
I didn't even see it. I was trying to process all that. Like, I literally sitting here thinking about 7,000 bodies. Like, what age did you start? Like, I would have so many questions. And then the thing is, I be trying so hard when people say like crazy out of the box shit. I be trying so hard to suppress, like, my real, like, confusion with, like, curiosity. So I know it be coming off so bad. Because I'll just be like, what, like, this? Like, I don't even know where to start. First of all, I know whatever level of sex you are used to, unless I'm sucking dick, I ain't there. So what? Lower all expectations through fucking hell, and then we can start. Because 7,000 bodies, you got to know what you're doing. You gotta know.
Speaking of you sucking dick, somebody, my friend's sister called me us, and she was like, I saw you on the internet, and she was like, I was like, what you see? She was like, you said you was the cat and your friend was the throat. And I was like, well, let's just act like you didn't see that, okay?
Oh my god, I thought you were about to talk about something I posted on my close friends. But yes, I can't.
You know, I don't watch those stories, girl. I ain't see it.
Yeah, you watched it the other day, and I was so happy. I was so pleasantly surprised. And you commented on something I posted. I was like, what is going on here, bitch? I know the blue moon is coming. So, bitch, that's why I was utterly shocked. But 7,000 bodies, that's a lot of fucking.
Me personally, and then I'll tell you why I brought this up. Me personally, and then I'll see if your answer changes. I don't, the judgment wouldn't be like, oh, you've slept with 7,000 people, you fucking whore. It would just be, why? You know, the same thing we always talk about with 943,000 loads. It's just more of a why thing, not more of a like you're such a slut. Even though, I mean, he's a proud slut, but it's like it's sports, just like psychology. What made you say I want to hit 7,000? You know.
And then, what you coming to me for? Am I just wanting the 7,000? Is it time to hit the 7,001? And I'm the celebratory.
Would 7,000 be like a deal breaker for you? Like you wouldn't date somebody like that?
First of all, I will hope they never thought to even tell me. Let's start there. Don't tell me. I wouldn't even want to know. I just want to think you're just amazing in bed. I don't want to know
if you play it, me, keep it on the low. Cause I don't want to date no fucking hoe.
Hey. That's high. We gonna drop that Christmas album for y'all. Cause we sing a lot on here. It's coming. But I mean,
Boys Next Door covers Christmas.
Oh, I love it. That's hot. We're trademarking that now. Hands off. Because y'all know you like to steal ideas from us. But I don't know, man. That's a lot. So did I ask for this detail? Or just like a random detail they throw out like a Pokemon card?
Well, if you ask, then that's on you. You should be able to handle the answer to whatever you ask. That's my motto in life. I don't ask nothing I don't want the answer to.
Period.
But if they volunteered that information, how would you feel?
Like, I think
maybe they just want to be open and honest from the gate, so you can totally open up to them.
But that's something like you're choosing to be honest about that. Like, so are you ashamed about it? Like, is it like?
Well, I'll tell you, I was watching a reel of the porn star Austin Wolf. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He's a white guy. Okay. I think the person interviewing him for this particular reel was also a porn star, but I've never seen any of his videos. And so he asked Austin what was his body count. And of course, he's a porn star and he's been doing it for 20 plus years. So his body count is, he said he would estimate it at 7,000. But
that adds a new layer to it, because now it's just like you're clocking into work for 7,000 hours.
Right.
But then that also poses my question I always ask on here, if we would ever date a content creator. Like, it's just kind of like, that's part of like your job to go and fuck, I guess. Like, if you didn't fuck, you probably wouldn't be making money or that much money, because you can do solo videos, but not all solo videos do great. Like, you do better in, like, a partnership with under a company and all that shit. So, it's just, like, I would be more, I don't know. In that case, I probably would be, like, it's your job, kind of. Because you would be more
understanding of how he got to 7,000.
Yes, but it's also, like, it poses the question I always have, like, how do content creators look at relationships outside of their jobs?
We need to have some on the show so they can explain it to us.
Yeah, if you're a content creator, a real one, not one that just has one video out that they posted in 1903 under the moonlight sun.
Adult content creator. No, we're not just talking about TikTokers.
Leave the TikTokers.
But I love finding the TikTokers who be having OnlyFans. I'd be like, my mind is so blown every time. Oh, I just
every time.
Sorry if you had headphones on.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. Yeah, that's how you know you're excited. But I like it. And their asses are always fat. They're always fat and nasty.
It's this one Wajian guy. He refers to himself as Wajian. That's not his name. I don't remember his name.
What's that?
He's white and Asian. Oh my God, he's so fine. oh my God, he got the perfect dick. It's not a schlong, it's not a tree trunk, but it's so perfect. I gotta send you his page. He is every, oh my God, please, everything dear. He does is just like, I'm
would
just.
You date an, would you date an Asian guy?
Oh, of course. I would date anybody.
Yeah, I would date anybody too. I've been trying to see if I would actually like pursue an Asian guy though. I've been like matching with them more on Tinder and whatnot just to try to see what happens. And like we've been matching, but they never really like fucking like say anything. And then like I checked their location again. It's like Beijing now. I'm like, okay, well thanks for visiting.
I would definitely date an Asian. I would date anybody. And to that point, I like 7,000 bodies, it wouldn't deter me from like this person in general. It just would make me ponder. And now if I know that they're a porn star or they tell me that they're a porn star, then I'll be like, oh, okay, you have a lot of on the job experience. It's not like,
I wonder.
It's not like you chose to just be promiscuous for free. You actually used your body and made some money.
Yeah, it was beneficial. Dual feature. I don't know. I feel like that would change it a little bit. Like I feel like I'm not really a big body count person in general. I hate the body count question.
Right. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah, like I don't like that question. And so like I feel like if somebody were to tell me that, they would be telling me that in the sense of they know what type of podcast I have. So they will feel, it's like they feel comfortable saying it too. Because a lot of people tell me a lot of sex details after they find out what type of podcast I do. So it's just kind of like, I guess it comes with the territory too. So I guess it's all about setting and execution.
Well, now let's say you start dating this man with 7,000 bodies and y'all start talking to each other and seeing each other more often. And let's say maybe y'all even start living together. Couldn't imagine. What are some of your like, turnoffs about a man's house or like how he operates at home? Like what are some things that can really just like dry the coochie up?
I don't like niggas who move around a lot. What are you doing? Sit your ass down. I don't like that.
He can't move around his own house?
No, not too much. Okay, like I understand like some people have like get like stir crazy in the crib and they just move around. Not in my presence. Go outside. You don't have to do it in my house. Let's go outside. But also, I don't like those rocks when guys have rock decor in their fucking, like sinks. I think that is so trifling and so nasty. Because I always think about, like, what if I'm drunk and I get throw up? I'm going to throw up on the rocks, and I'm going to clean it up, and that's going to take forever. Like, stuff like that runs through my mind. It's exactly the same. I have a list of this shit. I don't like when guys' houses smell too guy-ish. Like, okay, we get it. You're a fucking nigga.
We don't want to smell tree bark and leather.
Yes, every bitch. Fucking where, bro. I'm in the fucking bathroom. Give me a fucking tea tree in a lilac or something. Lighting it up. Hate that shit. I don't like tons of plants every fucking where. Like, okay, there should be a plant minimum because there are some fine ass plant daddies. I ain't trying to scare y'all away.
I was just about to say, girl, the plant daddies be where's at now.
Hear me out. If I walk into your living room, we're in the living room. I should be able to stretch and kick my legs freely. I should be able to move about the cabin without bumping into your succulents. Okay, it shouldn't be hanging everywhere. Like I like to have like everything has a place. Everything has a area you put it in. I don't want to feel like I'm poison ivy. I don't want to be poison ivy today. I just want to roam my. I just want to roam freely, okay? Like I'm Selena today. I don't want to do it. So that. I also am not a fan.
I'm loving this because it's usually me complaining, but now it's your turn.
Yeah.
Do my complaints this week. Go ahead.
I got you. You sit back and hold on to your knickers, ladies. I don't like when guys wear fucking house shoes in the house all fucking day. I understand some parts of the day, but also I don't, this is my complaint. Yeah, I don't like that shit because I like seeing guys' feet. I like seeing the, like how their feet press against the floor and all that stuff. I think it's so hot. I like seeing like the veins and all the shit. And you're walking around in fucking house shoes. Unless it slides with no socks, that gets a pass. But the house shoes and all that shit, Crocs are okay, but only certain colors like yellow, white, black, those are okay.
We're strict over here. I don't want to live here no more.
Yeah, you shouldn't. And that's why every time these niggas keep trying to think about they come stay over here, I'm like, nigga, you do not want to live here. It is very, it's rough around here, okay? Okay, you can go. Do you have any?
Cleanliness is like gonna immediately turn me on or turn me off. I love walking into a guy's house and it smells like, you know, a good candle. It smells like fresh linen. It smells like Fabuloso. You know what I'm saying? clean. I like a clean scent. I like a sweet scent. I mean, if you want to smell like a man in your house, that's fine. But it got to be a good man scent. Because sometimes that man shit be stinking.
That teak wood.
You know what I'm saying?
Teak wood and tints to the mahogany wood.
Now, hold up. Now, I got a mahogany and teak candle.
Okay,
in the bathroom, so, and that motherfucker fire.
And what other candle scents do you have around your house?
Oh, I have like white cotton, and then
balance.
I have like it's more so like hotel like linen, like fresh, like sweet, like feminine scents. But I do got the masculine one in my bathroom.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't want to see teak wood on top of mahogany, on top of noir, on top of. You see how you balance yours out? I don't want to feel like I'm in the Bath and Body Works men's section in hell. I don't want to go through that. Balance it out.
Yeah, the more masculine scents mixed with the feminine scents sometimes it's a good combination.
It hit every time.
I don't like, if I'm coming to your house, I don't like a dirty toilet. Because it's like, I know you're a man, I know you have to pee, I know we pee everywhere sometimes, but like, you knew you had a guest coming over, I didn't pop up on you, why is your toilet dirty? That's like, strange.
That is huge for me. So that's one of my things. Okay, so you know like, you do like, if you have somebody coming over like for a second, you're like, okay, I'm gonna do a quick cleanup. The toilet is one of those things I check first. Because I know how it is in the morning, I know how it is, like, I know I'm a nigga, so I understand. So I'm like, okay, I know how it be. And so, like, that's the first thing I check. I'm like, okay, let me fucking Mr. Clean this shit real quick. And I get, like, I have, like, the little wand that you stick in the toilet bowl. And you can do a quick, like, niggas take tips. You can do a quick little swirl around, huh? Back and forth 10 seconds. That's 10 seconds. And it's a good little workout in the morning, too. Like, you look like I'm fucking doing some crazy shit. So, yeah. So, like, you do that. Real big on toilet cleanliness.
I don't like a dirty tub either. Because it's like, also, you knew I was coming. I had a guy let me at his take a shower at his place, and I was like, "Your tub is dirty." I literally told him, "I'm like, I'm not taking a shower." And he cleaned the shower, and then I took one.
That is so embarrassing.
This is your dirt now. If I was getting in my, but you know, I feel like if you my nigga, you should be able to handle that. And I ain't say it in a rude way. I was like,
"Yeah,
the tub is dirty." Like, hello, have some standards when I'm over here. I'm talking shit though. Ricky came to my house while I was at work. But I had took a real big shit this morning, and like I flushed it and everything, but you know it kind of like you know
the remnants,
the walls of the toilet.
We had a little.
But I wasn't expecting to have company, so I didn't. You know, whatever. I just talked all that shit. But like, if I knew somebody was coming over, I'm not gonna leave my tub dirty.
Exactly,
my toilet dirty.
I feel like the standards of your house when you're like by yourself versus the standards when you have other people around is just like totally different. Anyway, I feel like it should be. Could you able like I don't know. I don't like. I invited a guy over one time, and I didn't know he was coming over. He literally came over, like, I got off work. He, like, you want to hang out? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, come on. So, he came, like, I literally came and got him, came home. And I was like, my house is so dirty. He's like, there's literally nothing on the floor. But it's just, like, it's just different, like, standards of what I expect for cleanliness versus when someone's there versus when I'm alone. So, I don't know.
Continue. I think of a couple more things I don't like. I don't mind house shoes. I've always had a sock fetish, but over the years, my sock fetish has, like, increased. It's almost at the same level as my foot fetish. Like, they're, like, hand in hand.
What? Okay, so, question. I'm about to caveat real quick, then we get back. I don't understand the sock fetish thing. What is it? Like, is it, like,
for me, it's, like, a smell thing. I like a dirty white sock. I like a used sock for more than a few days, you know?
Okay. A little marination.
It's more of a smell thing. It's not, because... And the only reason why I would be sucking on a sock is because it's just, like, part of the sexual act. But it's like, there's nothing here. I don't understand people who lick shoes. Because there are people who have, like, shoe fetishes. They like to lick boots. They like to lick dirt. I don't really get that. But like, I don't like the smell of a shoe that hasn't been properly maintained, you know?
Oh, God. I think it would be hot, like, if I had on, like, Balenciaga shoes or, like, something hot like that, and the guy wanted to kiss my shoe up, like, my leg and stuff like that, I think that would be hot. Like, a fashion sneaker, you kissing my sneaker, that's hot. But clean ones. Or, like, nice fresh J's.
I don't like people touching my things when they come to my house. Just come in here and sit down. Don't touch nothing. You don't get permission. Ricky came over here telling us, I'm going to clean up. Mind you, my house was clean. But I like, sometimes I leave my dishwasher open. That is a purposeful thing. Sometimes I, you know, leave. I have lighters everywhere, okay? He made a comment that I had lighters everywhere. Of course I have lighters everywhere. I smoke. There's at least two lighters in every part of this house.
Whoa.
I don't play those type of games. I don't understand people who smoke and be patting their legs for lighters. No, that's not what
I
mean.
I would say you lucky to find one over here, because maybe between that, me, I just went and bought a pack of four. I just gave one to my friend. So I'm down to three and a half, and I have one left. And so I'm like, I should probably just have some, because just in case I could put them in different places. Let me tell you, I pulled out two, lost one for one day, put the one somewhere else, and now I'm using one of the other ones in the drawer. It's been hell.
I'm going to take a picture of my lighters. I have so many. I literally, every time I see lighters in the store, I'm like, just buy them. I just bought some good ones from HEB. This one right here is so smooth. The flame is so big.
Oh, that's a good flame.
It's, dare I say,
put your lighters up. Put your lighters up. So I can get a screen cap.
Pro tip. Dollar Tree be selling big sometimes, so y'all need to get on that. They sell the small ones though, the tiny ones, but I keep a couple of those in my car. I'm never without a lighter. There's lighters on my patio and everything.
Have you tried the Dollar Tree like TikTok food thing that's going viral?
I don't eat. Okay, confession, back in the day when I got my first apartment, I used to grocery shop at Dollar Tree.
Okay.
So I don't eat nothing out of Dollar Tree, to answer your question. Oh. Because I've eaten enough.
No. I've had enough dollars.
I used to go to that Dollar Tree on 85th and Cottage Grove, and okay, I used to grocery shop in there. But I was 18. I ain't know no better. I would never eat out of Dollar Tree today, unless it's ice cream. They do got the ice cream bars that I like.
What type of ice cream bars you like?
They got like the Twix and the Snickers ice cream bars.
Oh, okay, okay, like the name brand kind. I don't know. I never really go to a Dollar Tree. I've only been to, like, I don't know, I can't even count how many times I've been to one.
I'm always at Dollar Tree. I was supposed to go before we started recording, but I was like, I ain't want to be late.
I was late instead. You always suggest I go to Dollar Tree and get shit, and I'm always like, I don't know where the fuck it's at.
You get your basics from Dollar Tree. You like, especially if you live alone and you don't really need a whole bunch of stuff. Let's say you run out of your good paper towels that you normally buy. You go down to the Dollar Tree, they got Bounty for $1.25 per roll. Okay?
Really?
Yes. Let's say I don't use a whole lot of dish soap because I use my dishwasher, but even then I don't, you know. So I'm not using a whole lot of dish soap. Dawn, $1, okay? It's going to be a smaller size than normal, but it's $1, okay? Let's say I run out of my good dishwashing pods, I'm going down to the Dollar Tree and I'm going to get me a 4-pack of Cascade for $1.
So how much approximately you think you spend out of there, like, on a good day when you got to stock up on shit?
Probably like $20.
That's not bad. That's a steal.
It depends on what I need, though, because most of the time I'd be trying not to go over 10. But now everything is 125, so that's very easy to achieve these days, thanks to inflation. Okay.
Everything's so expensive.
I like to get like cleaning stuff in my car sometimes out of there. I like to get, I get all my headache pills. The only headache pills I take come from Dollar Tree.
Really? What kind?
They're just like tension headache pills.
Okay. Is it?
Now, I don't know if you should be taking medicine that costs $1, but sometimes medicine costs $1 at the doctor if you got the right insurance. So
that's true. Also, I feel like we should drop a, they should sponsor us. Give us a sponsorship.
They should, because I just put y'all on to a lot of stuff. I get all my toothpaste from Dollar Tree, name brand. Okay.
Oh, shit. What type of toothpaste you like?
I like Colgate.
Me too.
Now, I did learn that Colgate toothpaste, like some of them, they actually put stuff in it to make your teeth yellow, to make you keep buying it. I learned that from watching my YouTube documentaries and shit too.
Come on, auntie.
So just let y'all know, some of that stuff is working against you. Listerine, it works against you. It's supposed to make your teeth yellower so you can keep buying their products.
That's
it really is. That's why they won't put out the cure for cancer. It's still bubbling under the Hot 100, but hey, that's, you know. What else I like to get at Dollar Tree? Oh, I like to get my toothbrushes from there sometimes, because they got the name brand toothbrushes, soft bristles I like, but I got to get me a Quip. That's what I really want.
I want one of those too.
What else I be getting from Dollar Tree? Sometimes when I run out of Vaseline, Dollar Tree. Baby oil, Dollar Tree. Paper plates, I used to get them from Dollar Tree, but that's before they... Anyway, we don't need to go on this rant. But
I was going to say, some of us rant about nigga having, some of us go on rants about Family Dollar.
I love buying stuff for the house. I just, this is so fun for me.
I became a Target girl lately.
This is the only place I can find this Vaseline chapstick. The only place.
Dollar Tree. Really? I didn't even know it existed.
I love it so much.
Yeah, I became a Target. Like, I love Target lately. Like, I hit up Target for everything. Like, and before I was like a Walmart girl.
I was just down at the Target, and I didn't get what I wanted. I wanted me a new shower liner. Their shower liners were $8. I'm like, I'm going to Dollar Tree. I'm not paying $8 for a new shower liner, because I'm just going to replace it in a couple
of weeks. All roads lead to Dollar Tree.
We were talking about, like, funkiness earlier, and so I have a confession.
Oh, God.
I was musty at work yesterday.
Oh, no. Don't nobody like that one funky coworker. You the funky coworker.
Oh, my funky. God. I was the funky coworker yesterday, and I started noticing, and I was like,
the okay. Funky coworker.
I was like, okay, as soon as you finish, just go grab your deodorant. Because I remember that I didn't put... Whenever I forget to put on my deodorant, I lose my mind. But usually, me I just too. Put it on once I realize.
Do you sweat heavy so under your like, arms?
Oh, yes. Most of my shirts are ruined. Like, permanently stained.
Yeah. I got my top layer of my underarm, like, lasered off. So, I don't really sweat under there. Like, I sweat more, like on my sides, like, you know, like the sides, I sweat more there than under my arms.
But yeah, I was a little ripe yesterday, and then I think I was so ripe that my manager, he was working in the same area as me, I caught him walking out the room and going to another room, so maybe he smelled me.
Oh, bitch.
Maybe he smelled me.
Who let the funk out? Who?
So yeah, I made sure I put on extra deodorant this morning. What kind of deodorant do you use?
I use the Secret. I mean, the Secret Clinical Strength. Because okay. It's the only thing
see,
that doesn't
I've
break
used
my underarms
Clinical
out.
Strength. I've used Clinical Strength Dove before, and it was
I like
great.
Them too. I like.
But
them too.
I just don't be feeling like paying $12-$13 for deodorant. I just don't be feeling.
Yes,
like
so. And it's expensive as fuck too. Like you get like the 2-packs now for like $15, but it's just like.
Even the deodorant I use now is fucking like $6-$7. This Dove.
Oh.
Like the YouTube girlies. This is, I think this is pomegranate or some shit. It's called Revive.
I like Dove. Like when they did their rebrand, they stepped all their shit up. Cause I use their body wash now. Like I love their body wash. The new like it's like white tea and something. It's a new scent. It smells so good. I keep running through those bottles. And I went to the Target the other day, and there was one bottle left. And, you know, Target really has those random items that you know was in the back of the fucking like stock room, and it's like kind of got residue on it. I'm just like, look, I gotta take what I can get, and I normally skip over those. What was the last one? And I take it. A boy needs what a boy needs.
Well, I feel like we've talked for enough today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please make sure you send in your confessions or your questions or whatever to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Send us
yeah, were you
dick
musty
pics.
At work
we haven't
the other
rated
day?
A dick in a while. Yeah.
Tell us. We won't.
Do you like being
name?
Musty? Do you like sniffing musty armpits? Do you like sucking musty balls and licking musty booty hole? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. We won't tell your name unless you want to tell your name so you can sniff more.
We'll and if you do like that type of stuff, DM me. I got something to say.
He want to field you first. Field test.
I got to give you a sniff test. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. That is sick. That is actually very sick.
Yeah, that's just,
that's the name of the episode, the Snip Test.
I already knew. I'm like,
what could that possibly be about? Stanky booty and stanky feet. You can follow me at Black.
I don't know if straight boys' asses smell like funky. I mean, I don't know if it smells like stanky, but they have the best tasting ass. Like, I love their asses. Like, eating them, oh.
I thought you was going somewhere different with that. Because I do hear straight men saying they like a worn out, not worn out, but they like a vagina that's been wafting at the gym. And
yeah, marinating. DDG said that shit the other day. Like, in his song with Bia, he's like, you know, pussy tastes better when it's seasoned. Go watch that funky cat. Like, Zay Hilfiger always say that, too. He like funky assholes.
I couldn't imagine. I don't know. But I do like a stanky butt. So I imagine if I liked a girl, I would like her coochie to be stanking a little bit. Not stanking, because I used to clean women's bathrooms. I always talk about my housekeeping experience. Women's bathrooms be fucking filthy and nasty, and they be smelling pennies and
bitches
itch.
Are nasty.
I hope that wasn't misogynist. Don't cancel me. Where can the girls follow you?
If your booty stank, don't follow them. Joking. _ Ken Lush. On Twitter, and Ken Lush regular on Instagram.
Somebody's annoying ass child is crying outside my door, so we're gonna
send us feet pictures. We'll rate your feet pictures too. Is that weird? Can you imagine?
Oh my god, yes!
We're innovative. Send us your feet pictures.
Send them feet pics, and they better not be ugly because I'm real critical about feet. I'm more lenient
give
on
them
things, but on feet, I'm strict.
Give them what you're looking for.
Pretty. Just and if you can't definitively say if your feet, you know how people be like, I don't know, they ugly.
Yeah. Should we ask for multiple pictures?
Yeah, send us sole pics and top pics, and we want to see the whole foot. You can include your dick. Yeah. I like dick pics with feet.
And feet pictures are the best. With little ass. Like,
yeah. Make sure y'all send that to the DM. At Boys Next Door Pod or askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Make sure your feet is pretty. Ken don't like fat feet. I don't personally discriminate. Just don't let them be ugly.
Yeah. If they're fat feet, I'm going to say they're fat. I'm going to call them biscuits. So don't be sending no biscuits to our... Well, I mean, you can. Just know I'm deducting like 3 points.
It's scams, darling. Scams.
Three. You're losing 3 toes on the foot rating.
All right, girl. We got to go. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Say my name, say baby, I love you. Say baby, I love you.